Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the program. I want to make sure I'm not muted here. I'm Amy Tamman, and you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I work one-on-one with people, and I have a wonderful subscription service that will give you daily intuitive guidance from me. It's $9.99 a month, and your first month is only $5.99. And information for that can be found on my site. All right, you guys, I'm so excited to talk about this because it has been, wishful thinking versus manifestation has been like a theme. And I really think that Spirit has been bringing this message forward in my own life. And it first appeared when I was preparing for my everyday psychic class, and as I was doing research about what prohibits us from receiving intuitive messages, and all of us have intuitive ability, the number one thing was wishful thinking. And so I got to thinking about that. And then recently, the brilliant Danielle Laporte sent out a newsletter, or I don't know what her messages are called, blog post on wishful thinking. And it just kind of brought me to my knees, and then it got me thinking more fully about what wishful thinking was and how it was showing up in my client's life and how it was showing up in my own life. And then today, I was praying and meditating on something, and I pulled a card, and it was wishful thinking. And so I want to talk about it. So I want to start here because I think Danielle Laporte did so beautifully in describing the experience of wishful thinking. So I'm going to share with you her blog post. If you want to see it all, it's daniellelaporte.com. It should be there. And then on any of her social media channels, you can see it as well. Again, this was written by Danielle Laporte. And so what's underneath wishful thinking? I've been in a number of situations where I keep saying, and I'm reading from the post, where I keep saying, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. And it didn't even come close. I thought it was a deep, abiding cosmic faith that kept me hanging in when things were clearly failing. But it was really just a case of slightly gross, awfully sticky, and obviously doom wishful thinking. And I'm going to skip along here. Third paragraph, you become excessively tolerant or overly pleasing, and all the while anxiety about getting what you want is rumbling in your stomach. In a mindful moment, you may ask yourself, why am I putting up with this? She is a shit, but I'm going to use this. And then in all seriousness, you'll tell yourself that it's all a means to an end. But really, it's because you're afraid of the consequences of putting an end to putting up with it. Examine the evidence, and as for wishing, wish for the strength to do the right thing. So what gets in the way, what's the difference between wishful thinking and manifestation is really the action that we're taking. I find that, and I'm going to switch over here to my notes, as I was reflecting on this, when we're in wishful thinking, we're doing just that. We're thinking and not doing. And so wishful thinking is beautiful. I think it's so great when you're in a situation and you're feeling defeated or you're feeling so ready for change and you're not sure how it's going to happen, or you've gone through a period of feeling really stuck and really trapped in whatever situation you're in, and you're not seeing opportunities available to you, or even being in the space to acknowledge that there is another way, then wishful thinking shows up so divinely to really get us out of that space so we can move into the manifestation process. So my thought is that wishful thinking is a beautiful first step to opening yourself up to change and moving in the direction of your dreams. However, it's just the first step. If you stay in wishful thinking for too long, it becomes a hindrance to your development, and you will start to block your ability to hear your intuition. So it's very similar to, as I was preparing these notes, Spirit gave me the image of someone praying, please, 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 God. And so then we in that space, we create just enough opening so that wishful thinking can take hold. And if you're concerned as to what is wishful thinking, it usually starts with, I hope. The statement starts with, I hope. And hope is fantastic. You know, I think, again, hope is really, really great, but it's still just a first step. Then that got me thinking about, that was the slogan for President Obama's election campaign, was all about hope. It's a beautiful first step. And then wishful thinking also shows up as maybe someday. Right? Which is so great when you're really feeling stuck and you're really feeling defeated. Just that slight thought of maybe someday it could be better is so, it raises your vibration. It raises your spirit. It gives you hope, right? Or I hope I can make this happen. Or I pray it works out. Those are all wishful thinking, which is, again, I want to commend you. It is so better than being in the space of, oh, my God, I'm doomed, or, oh, my God, this isn't going to work out for me. It is a beautiful first step. But if you really want to step up your game and move into manifestation and really want to create a physical, tangible, logical transformation in your life, you've got to go a little bit further. Your intuition is your guide, right? I tell you this all the time. It gives you signs, symbols, and messages to help move you in the direction of your dreams. It's kind of points you where you need to go. It's kind of like you're on a journey, and, you know, if you've ever been hiking and you're hike, and maybe you don't have a map, or even if you do have a map, they're not very well written, and you're like, where the heck am I? And then, like, some little post will show up along the journey and say, go this way. That's your intuition. So your intuition guides you as to what actions you need to take on a daily basis to become a vibrational match to your desire. That is law of attraction. Law of attraction is really about becoming a vibrational match to what it is that you desire. Or as Abraham Hicks says, manifestation, the key to it, is believing that whatever it is that you desire is the next logical step in your life. And if you're not in that place, you really can't manifest much of anything. And so wishful thinking does get you on the journey. It gets you moving so you can find that next post, but you've got to be willing to follow the direction. And oftentimes if you stay in wishful thinking for too long, it begins to become a hindrance. You're blocking your ability to manifest, and you can't clearly hear your intuition, because 9 times out of 10, if you're in wishful thinking too long, again, as I said earlier, you're just thinking, you're not doing. And if we are doing, we are probably, and so say you're in wishful thinking and you are doing, you were probably doing things that we're probably not taking soulful, focused, inspired action. And I will be so transparent here. I can fall into this place all the time. My intuition will give me a very clear guidance as to what to do. And then I won't take the action. Or I'll say, like, I think I'm kind of hoping this action will work out. And it's not soulful, it's not focused, and it's not inspired. And oftentimes, our intuition will give us a piece, and then we have to go, we have to be willing to explore that. We may need to get support. We may need to get some additional training, or there may be something that some additional knowledge that we need to really feel confident in taking that action. I get it. Believe me. But you have to go and get the information. You can't just sit in the hope of, oh, I got this spark that it's going to work out for me. But we are humans. Like, see, in the spiritual world, before we came to this planet, we could just have a thought and manifest rapidly and easily. But because we're in human form, we have to take action. It's kind of like the requirement to really manifest whatever it is that we desire. But what I know about the intuition is that if you follow it, another piece will be revealed. One of the things I, in my marketing for my Everyday Psychic program that came forward as I was meditating on intuition, is that it never shows you the full picture. It might give you a glimmer of the full picture, but it doesn't fill in all the little teeny tiny details, right? Because if Spirit showed us everything, we would be so overwhelmed, right? Our minds, our consciousness just aren't prepared for that much information. So what they do, the Spirit and our higher selves and our guides, they give us little pieces. And if you take that piece, that's an active faith, if you follow up on that piece. So if you've been getting the message to pick up the phone and call someone, and the goal is to get a new job, and they say, call so-and-so, and you go ahead and you make that call, and no matter how that call winds up going, it doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be a job as a result of that call, but then there's something that's going to happen, a shift that's going to occur, and then another piece, another intuitive piece will be revealed. And you'll initially, when you're following your intuition, you're going to feel like, oh my God, I got all these puzzle pieces, and I don't think anything fits together. It does. It totally does. But because we are human, we can't see it all. We just can't. So you got to go. That's where your faith comes in, is step by step by step and taking the action. And so if you don't feel like anything is happening, you're probably in wishful thinking. You're probably not taking any sort of action. Something happening, that, you know, in defining something happening, is how you feel. Like, I think this is where Abraham Hicks really nails it. On how do you feel about it? So maybe you're in a space of believing that life can be better for you. There's a better job out there. There's a better relationship out there for you. There's a better physical state of being. And then as you're on that journey and you're holding that, and you decide, okay, I'm going to take an action. I'm going to take a little bit of action here. And if suddenly you feel a wave of enthusiasm, then something is happening. And it is your job to keep that momentum going so that you can become a vibrational match of what it is that you desire. And even the enthusiasm, that becomes your logical proof that you're moving in the right direction. I have a client right now who is looking for a job. And I told her, yeah, you know, we've been working together some time and trying to get clarity on what the next direction is. And I said, you got to start applying. Just apply. Just apply. Like, so she believes enough that there's a better job out there for her, because she bought this package with me to help her get there, right? And her and I have been having these conversations about there being a better job out there for her. And I said, honey, we live in this time-space reality, and it requires that you actually have to apply for jobs. And so I told her, I said, just apply for any job. And I mean, she's so good, because she'll go and do the research, she'll look at potential places she wants to be employed. You know, she's really thorough in that way. But there was something holding her back from making that first step to put in a resume and consistently put in resumes for jobs. And sometimes the first thing you do, the first action you take, you'll be like, what? This does not make any sense to me. But you take it, and then the picture will be revealed. I want to be so transparent again here. I go through this too. So you don't have to be perfect at this at all. And do not make yourself wrong if you find, oh my gosh, I've been in wishful thinking versus the manifestation process. So the difference between the two. When you are in the vibration of manifestation, you are doing everything in your power to feel as if it's already done. To feel as if it's already done. And that requires action, and it requires you being engaged in your practice. You have to start to formulate a conscious belief that your desire is right here, right now, and it is the next logical step in your journey. Everything else is just wishful thinking. And so you can have anything that you want, truly, anything that you want. But you have to believe that it's possible. And for us, being humans, belief is action. When we were in heaven, we could hold a belief and, whew, it shows up. But here on the human plane, action really defines our belief. And if you're just finding that you're sitting at home and you're going through your day-to-day and it's, I hope it's going to work out, you're in wishful thinking. Manifestation is about taking action, and it's about creating a headspace, a mind space, a mindset, a belief that which you desire is on its way and it's already present in your life, even if you cannot see it. And so you got to feel it, and you have to do the work, do your part, because Spirit's going to do a whole lot for you. I'm going to be so honest. That's the greatest part about manifestation, is you take a little step and they take 10. But they can't take their 10 unless you take a step. So you take a step, they take 10, you have to take another step for another 10 to show up. What happens when we're in wishful thinking is we might take half a step, and then they're cool, so they'll throw us a bone and probably take 10 steps on our behalf. And then they can't really do anything else until we take that next step. And so we start to stay in that first step of our journey without seeing progress. And I think that's where what's so significant about Danielle Laporte's post was you become excessively tolerant. Right? You try to ignore the anxiety. You try to say, oh, it's going to happen. Even as you look around and scan your experience and recognize that nothing's quite happened in the way you want to. And I will be honest, and there are oftentimes spirits working behind the scenes. Things have to come together. Divine perfect timing has to line up. We still have to be in the flow, and we still have to be moving in the direction of our dreams, even as things are moving in a way in which we cannot fully see them. And so, but we slow the progress down if we're not continuing to take action. And you'll feel it. There will be this sense of peace and enthusiasm. But if you're trying to ignore the creepiness of anxiety, the doubt, then you got to go back and say, okay, where am I out of alignment? And then you'll start acting as if. You'll act as if you know that which you desire is on its way to you. And this is, and I emphasize action, but this isn't all action. It's a full engaging game of manifestation. It's mindset. It's action. It's soulfulness. It's tuning into the intuition. It's having a practice. It's believing. It's having conversations about what it is that you want. It's looking for opportunities every single day. You have to completely let go of the stuckness, the mindset, the lifestyle of being stuck, and step into the sometimes terrifying, sometimes uncomfortable world of possibility, knowing that you have no control. You can't dictate how something will happen and when it will happen. I'm going to say that again for emphasis. When it comes to manifestation, and you've heard me say this over and over and over again, You cannot dictate how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. That's God's business. So our goal is to stay in motion, stay clear about our goals, and focus. Because when you're focused on your game, you stay out of a lot of drama. You find that you avoid hassle. When you stay on your game, you find that things just seem to work out for you. And initially, when you really get focused, it might feel a little boring because we're so used to all the chaos and the drama around us and, oh, I don't know, and what's going on, and who am I, and I'm stuck. There's a great peacefulness that shows up. And you might think, oh, no, what is this? It's focus. And the way you avoid feeling bored is you keep staying in motion. And motion might be, say you're applying for a job and nothing's happening. Then, okay, then I've applied for 10 jobs. I've applied for everything that I'm qualified for on the job boards. I am now going to go and enjoy my life and know that things are happening. Because if you knew, if you truly knew that what you desired was on its way to you, that's what you would do. You would apply for the jobs, and then you would go and have fun because you know it's coming, right? When we're in wishful thinking, we'll apply for one and be like, oh, is anything going to happen? Oh, I don't see anything. Oh, I'm just going to stress out about this. I'm just going to think about how, you know, and you know what I'm talking about. It's like this constant mind chatter. And when you're in that space, nothing's happening. So do what you say you're going to do. Do it to the very best of your ability. Keep your heart wide open. Do everything that you need to do to know that your job is coming to you, or your relationship is coming to you, or your financial wellness is coming to you, that your physical wellness is coming to you. And that is where spiritual practice comes in. That's where we play the law of attraction games. Those are the things that I do with my clients, is that not only do we put together an actual plan where you know what to do day by day, but then there's all these practices to help you navigate that keeps you out of that wishful thinking that really just hinders your growth. And then when you get into the game, when you're in the flow of it, when you found your rhythm, when you feel like momentum is on your side, it's like boom, 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 boom. It's just around the corner. You detach easily from outcomes. You can apply for 100 jobs and go on 100 interviews, and you know without a shadow of a doubt your job's coming to you. Without a shadow of a doubt, everything you desire is on its way to you. So if you've been in wishful thinking, take the pause, get quiet, say, thank you, Hope, for showing up when you did. I needed you. And now I got to get going. And give yourself lots of quiet, lots of reflection time. You know, and what that looks like is you may typically go out with your friends on Friday night. And you say, you know what, I'm going out with myself at my house. And I'm going to spend some time in reflection and meditation, and I'm going to journal on this, and I'm going to get clear about what it is that I want, and then I'm going to let Spirit show up and give me guidance. Because once you declare what you want, and clearly and concisely and soulfully, and you get focused and excited about that outcome, oh, all the messages show up, beep, 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 beep. And before you know it, you're on your way. And the lack of fluidity here in this journey, why many of us step out into the manifestation game and we don't feel like it's a bitty bop, bop, bop. It's like plop, 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 right, in terms of getting to where you want to be, is spiritual practice. So that's where your visualization comes in. That's where your vision boarding comes in. That's where your affirmations come in. That's where acting as if comes in. You have to fully engage the experience so much so of your desire, even if it hasn't physically manifested, to the point where you know it's going to happen. And if you are in a place of not knowing whether or not it's going to happen. Again, the how and the when you have no control over. But if there's some part of you that doesn't believe it's going to happen for you, really sit down and examine that. And why do I want what I want? And am I going for this for the right reasons? As are the avenues in which I'm pursuing it soulful and true? Have I really been honoring the guidance of my intuition? And that's where you have to write things down. The intuition is going to be firing at you all the time because it wants you to succeed. And the minute you open yourself up to it, it's just fantastic. Write it down. Take the appropriate action. Do the best you can. Course correct as need be. And you will find that you are on the path to manifestation versus staying stuck in just wishful thinking. You can have what you want. You can truly have what you want. Believe, know, imagine, experience it happening for you right now. We have to hold a vibration within us for what we want in the here and now. If it feels like it's somewhere out there and there's all these components that we have no control over that must come into play, and so-and-so has to do this and this has to do this, then you're probably in wishful thinking. But true manifestation is believing what you want is possible, surrendering that you have no control over how and when it's going to happen, taking the appropriate action, maintaining a mindset that says, yes, 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 this is going to happen for me. And the key here, surround yourself with people who will lift you up. I cannot stress that enough. Surround yourself with people who will lift you up. Surround yourself with people who will override their own ego's reflection of your situation. And really be there when you inevitably start to get squirrely and squirmy and like, oh my God, is it going to happen? You need somebody in your life that's going to say, yeah, it is going to happen. Let's look at the strategy. Let's look at the plan. Let's look at the mindset. What are you doing for spiritual practice? How can I support you in that today? And then you have to be that for yourself as well. When your mind wants to go way, way, way off in the left field, oh no, oh no, oh no, it's not going to happen for me, you have to call yourself back and say, nuh-uh, not today. Get behind me. I know where I'm going. While I can't control how and when it's going to happen, I know it is going to happen. And I am doing everything in my human power to be a vessel of the manifestation of that desire. So that is my message for you, wishful thinking versus manifestation. Hope you enjoyed that. And if you did, please review this program on iTunes, Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio. And I love to get little notes. If you found something inspiring, please, please drop me a note. It makes me feel all types of good. And I send you so much light. And be prepared, you know. I can't stress that enough. If you are really looking to create the life of your dreams, be prepared. Plan for it. Take the appropriate action. Embody that which you want. Block out all the crap, and there will be lots of crap circling around you. And say, uh-uh, I know where I'm going. I'm going to get there. And then know that at any moment you can attract the support you need. I'm Amy Tamman. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, take care of yourself.